This month has been a busy one for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Winter Storms Reconnaissance Project. The agency tracks developing winter storms in the North Pacific with an airplane equipped to eject data-gathering instruments into the atmosphere. That data is quickly fed into weather models to help refine the forecasts for potentially damaging storms that will hit Alaska and the lower 48. APRN's Annie Feit went along on a flight last week and has this report.
On land, meteorologists use weather balloons to get information from inside a developing storm. But there's nowhere to launch a balloon in the vast area between Alaska and Hawaii in the North Pacific. So electrical engineer John Hill is getting ready to drop a white tube called a drop sonde out the back of the airplane.
So I'm going to take the tape off so the ribbon will unravel.
This is the second drop sonde Hill is sending off the flight. The instruments inside it will gather data on temperature, wind direction, humidity, and pressure on their way to the ocean. After unraveling the parachute ribbon, Hill pulls a red tab to turn the power on, and it's ready to go. He slides it into a portal and clicks the lid shut.
Stick it in the tube, that's it.
5 minutes later, Hill pushes a lever and sends the contraption shooting out the bottom of the airplane. There it went.
There it went. And the data starts coming in. You can see the altitude. You can see the pressure. The air temperature outside is about minus 45.
Along the 3,000-mile flight route on this day, Hill sends 16 drop sondes floating down into a remote section of ocean south of Alaska. The plane flies as high as 45,000 feet to allow for as much data as possible to be collected through different levels of the atmosphere. Once the $600 contraptions reach the ocean, their job is done. In the front of the plane, meteorologist and flight director Ian Sears can see the data as it starts rolling in as colorful plot points on his computer screen.
What's going on in the lower 48 starts up here in the North Pacific.
The data will help forecasters more accurately predict the track of a storm and its intensity. Sears describes it this way.
The atmosphere is kind of like a pond without any wind on it. Very still. And if you throw a rock in the middle of that pond, you're going to have ripples that go out from where the rock was thrown in. And what we're doing is we're seeing how big that rock was. And these waves that are generated up here in the North Pacific are going to move east and southeast into the lower 48.
It takes Sears about 15 minutes to process the 900 lines of data each drop sonde generates into a more digestible form. He sends it off the airplane by sat phone as quickly as possible so it can be plugged immediately into weather forecast models. Sears says forecasters can do their job without the extra data, but they have to do a lot more guesswork.
Well, there becomes a lot of uncertainty for the forecasters, where one global model might suggest that the storm is going to be over Chicago, where the next model suggests it might be going to the Arkansas region. There's a lot of uncertainty there. And if we can narrow those uncertainties down, that's where the forecaster has more confidence in what it is he's looking at in the models, and hopefully can provide a good forecast to the public.
And it doesn't take long for Sears to see the data start to do its job. 2 weeks ago, the crew flew several days to help refine the forecast for a big snowstorm that eventually walloped Kansas City last week. Sears says before they started flying, the models were predicting a weaker storm that would track farther north. Chief scientist and engineer Alan Goldstein has been flying winter storm missions for NOAA since they first started 15 years ago. He says the project is an expensive one, about $1 million for 2 months this winter, but very worthwhile.
If you can give the people in Chicago or New York or in Kansas City a better 3 to 5 day forecast, it lets them prepare, lets the people go out and buy the groceries they have to, lets the civil defense folks gear up, and that's really important, and it's important for the economy, and it saves lives.
The NOAA plane, which is affectionately called Gonzo, will be based out of Hawaii until March 10th. It's flying missions out of Anchorage and Honolulu, depending on where in the North Pacific the big storms are forming. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.